it out. Gangbusters, police, the G-men, our government agents, marching against the underworld.
Tonight, the case of the Wolverine. A shrinking, shadowy figure who stole out of the raging blizzards of the North Country to spread terror and destruction. That's tonight's Gangbusters.
Picture our setting as the special office turned over to gangbusters by Commissioner Lewis J. Valentine of the New York City Police for a proxy interview between Colonel H. Norman Schwarzkopf, United States Army, and Tim Curran, former sheriff, Delta County, Michigan. Colonel Schwarzkopf.
I understand tonight's case has a very unusual setting, Sheriff Curran.
Yes, Mr. Schwarzkopf.
The desert North Woods on the upper peninsula of the state of Michigan. And it was out of the swirling blizzards of this region that the criminal known as the Wolverine struck.
When I hear you mention blizzards, Colonel Schwarzkopf, my ears go right up.
Hi, Frank.
Well, blizzards, cold, and rain make up what I call Sloan's liniment weather. And this winter, with fuel so carefully rationed, it's going to make heavier demands than ever on your bottle of reliable Sloan's liniment. So be prepared, as families the world over have prepared themselves during the past 50 years. Always have a bottle of Sloan's liniment handy. Sloan's, you know, takes only a jiffy to apply, and usually brings you quick and comforting relief in almost no time at all. No painful rubbing or massaging. Just pat Sloan's on that sore place and relax for a few minutes. You'll actually feel Sloan's go to work like a heat treatment, which seems to soothe the tightness and tiredness right out of that aching muscle. Don't let winter catch you unprepared. Ask your favorite druggist for a bottle of Sloan's liniment tomorrow. Now, Colonel, what about the blizzard you were discussing?
Well, Sheriff Curran, where and when does the case of the Wolverine begin?
Late one cold winter's night near the town of Gross, Michigan.
A fur trapper, Pierre DeGan, and his dog trotted through the heavy snowdrift toward the shack of another isolated trapper, John Charles. It was beginning to snow heavily. A blizzard was setting in.
Hey. But soon we warm up at this house place, huh? There she is, my girl. She delights to the pantry. I bet Mr. Charles be surprised to see us after all this month. Come on, boy. Mr. Charles. Says, I. He wouldn't go out and leave the latch on. Maybe something wrong.
Look at that. The door seems to be open by itself.
Come on, boy. We go in and see.
Picking your nose and hair at the wrong time. I can die there with your jaw.
Situation, North West Canal, the Sioux Land Railroad Station.
Fred, that
yes. You? Yes, who are you talking to?
Here's the girl. Fred.
Yes? Yeah?
There is that rubble. Charles has been
bitten
and robbed in his cabin.
What's that you say?
And the gunman, he killed my dog and tried to kill me.
Good luck. Pierre, you saw this gunman, did you? Was he a big fellow with a black mask and a green mackinaw?
Yes, but now you know, Fred.
That's the same killer robbed me here at the station the other night. The Wolverine. Told about 10 robberies he did. Pierre, did you call Sheriff Tim?
Well, Sheriff Tim don't answer the telephone. That is why I call you.
Yeah, all right, Pierre. I'll get the sheriff quick. I'll call him back right now.
I won't put down that call.
Hello?
How did you get
it down?
The Wolverine.
You didn't expect me back again, did you? I want that cash box. That's just a little taste of what I'll give you. Get me the cash box.
Here. Here's the cash box.
There better be more money in it than last time. Not bad. Not bad at all. 9:30 Fred, right on time to pick me up. Now, Pop, you get yours.
Get your hands off of me.
You're going to call that two-bit sheriff, eh? Here's what I think of sheriff.
Checking on some police reports.
Just when this case has me deadbeat.
You're right.
No wonder they call him the Wolverine. Seems to have an animal's instinct to avoid every trap we've set.
Now, let's do a little reasoning, Detective Ross. The Wolverine is no stranger to these North Michigan woods.
Mm-hmm.
Notice his cunning in heading for the railroad tracks after he told us.
Yes.
It prevents our tracking his footprints through the snow. All he has to do is hop a freight. The trail is lost.
I certainly hope our new plan works, Sheriff Tim. Got those people are afraid to go out nights, barricading their doors, thinking each sound they hear is the Wolverine stealing up on them.
If our first plan doesn't work for us, the second plan may. You know your assignment?
Yes, Sheriff. Stand guard at the North Escanaba Railroad Station every night.
Good. Chief Croswell will have men watching the other stations. It may take nights of watching, but this time, if the Wolverine returns, we'll be ready for him.
Johnson expect that thing to ring. Sheriff's the only one knows I'm here. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Well, who is it? Who is it?
I was just wondering, Detective Ross, if you were lonely down there at North Escanaba.
Who is it? Whoever you are, if you got anything to say, you better say it. Hello?
You should have been watching the railroad station up at Gladstone, Detective. I just dropped it. I thought I'd let you know.
Hello? Okay, brother, so the joke's on me, eh? Well, maybe not. You don't know about the other trap the sheriff set, and you've just swallowed it. Hook, line, and sinker.
This case gets more interesting all the time, Sheriff Cohen. I know our gangbusters listeners are anxious to know what this second trap was.
I know that I, for one, am most interested, Colonel Schwarzkopf, because I've been advising our gangbusters audience for a long time to set a few traps of their own. Traps that will catch muscular aches and pains in time to prevent needless suffering. It's very simple. First, guard against overexertion, accidents, and overexposure to raw weather. Second, if muscular distress does strike, despite all your precautions, apply Sloan's Liniment at once. Third, be prepared. Always have a bottle of Sloan's Liniment on your medicine shelf. The sooner you pat on Sloan's Liniment, the sooner you can expect the quick and comforting relief for which Sloan's is so famous. And how welcome that relief is to you men who come in stiff and short in your jobs, or you youngsters with your football Charlie horses and roller skating bruises. Yes, even to you mothers, who often feel that a day's washing and cleaning a thing to tie your muscles into knots. All you have to do is pat Sloan's on that aching back or stiff shoulder, and almost immediately you'll feel that gentle and penetrating warmth acting like a heat treatment to smooth out the kinks and miseries in those painful muscles. Remember, it's best to be prepared. Ask your druggist for Sloan's Liniment next time you're shopping in his store. Well, Colonel, that's the kind of trap I've been setting. What about the trap we hope is going to close on the Wolverine?
Well, Colonel, you told us how the Wolverine robbed the railroad station at Gladstone, Michigan, while the authorities were guarding the station at North Escanaba.
But without knowing it, the Wolverine fell into a carefully set police trap, Colonel Schwarzkopf. It took a little while for the trap to develop. But 3 days later, it was beginning to close. In Nick's small lunchroom on Main Street in Escanaba, Michigan, at exactly 14 minutes to wait in the morning.
Hey, Nick, how about a check for the food? Let me get out of here.
Oh, sure thing, Mr. Parent. Let's see, you went to 50, 30, 85 cents, Mr. Parent.
Okay, Nick, here's a dollar. Keep the change.
Oh, thank you.
So long.
Goodbye. He's a very fine man, P.A. You want any more coffee, P.A.?
Who is that, Nick?
Oh, that was a Joe Parent. And do you know him, P.A.?
Oh. Seems like I heard that voice someplace.
Oh, monsieur, Mr. Perrin used to live in Escanaba 2 years ago, Pierre, but he moved out west to buy a ranch. Now he come back for a little while. I wish I had his money. If I had one of Mr. Perrin's money, Pierre, I wouldn't slave in a lunch cart like this.
No wonder you don't have his money, Nate. Look what you are doing.
What am I doing? Send the money, what do you know? I roll up a dollar bill and give him with a paper napkin and he's going to throw it away. That's a good one out of me, all right. $28 bill. I better put in the cash register. That's a good one. $1 bill away.
Then, at 9 o'clock that night, Colonel.
I'm so excited to trip across. I rush right over here to your police office. Chief Croswell, don't you see? This dollar bill that I make a mistake about and roll up into my napkin. She's the one of the stolen money from Gladstone Railroad Station. There's the mark on the front of it, like the one on the stock.
Now, easy, Nick. Calm down. This is one of the marked bills, all right, but, Nick, when the Wolverine robbed the Gladstone Station, he had no idea he was stealing marked money.
Oh.
But he was. He had every bill in the Gladstone Station marked. And this dollar bill certainly has our marking on it.
Well, you told me, Chief Credwell, to watch all the bills for that little mark on it. I do it. I see the mark on that dollar.
You say it was Joe Perrin who gave you this dollar, Nick?
Absolutely, Chief Croswell. Positively, without the moral perception. This morning, in my lunchroom, he gave it to me. I remember well, I started to roll it up into my napkin and throw it away, but Pierre the guy, he was there, he saw me almost to throw it away.
I wonder where Perrin's got it. I noticed Perrin's back in town, Nick. I understand he bought a ranch out west.
Monsieur, but I ain't saying that Mr. Perrin stole this money, Chief Croswell. I'm just saying that Mr. Perrin gave it to me. Maybe somebody else could give it to Mr. Perrin.
Well, you did a good job spotting it, Nick. It's the first mark bill that's turned up.
Pretty good eyes to feel an old man, eh? When I see it in my cash register, I get so excited, I knock over 2 ketchup bottles.
Yeah, well, I know the hotel Mr. Perrin's stopping at. Think I'll drop over there and see what he can tell me about this dollar bill.
Yes? Who is it?
Police Chief Croswell.
Police? Oh. Just a minute.
Hello, Mr. Perrin. I heard you were back in town.
Well, I was wondering if you had any idea where you picked it up. Oh, I see. Where I picked it up.
Yeah.
I know, Chief. I'm afraid I can't help you. I might have gotten it anywhere.
Well, can you think where you changed any bills? You may even have more than the marked money on you. Take a look in your wallet.
My wallet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have it right here in my back pocket.
Hey. What's the idea about gun parents?
As I hear it in our copper. Stand around and watch out that closet in the corner. Come on.
Whoa. You're the Wolverine.
Move or I'll plug you.
Yeah. I know you will.
Pretty clever marking that money, Chief. But I won't help you now. Open that closet door, Chief. Now get it.
What?
Oh, get your arm in the door. Don't we'll close, eh? I'll fix your arm. I'll fix it. Now, wise guy. Nuts, I forgot his gun. I got a plan.
A quick search of the alley, Colonel, showed where Parent had landed. Caswell, following the stains and seeing that they led toward the railroad tracks, hurried back to headquarters and rounded up all available men.
All right, men. Now get lanterns and flashlights. Left stains leading toward the tracks. I checked for the railroad and there's no train passing through. This time we got the Wolverine in the open.
You'll be ordered to swear in more deputies. We need them.
I'll let you know.
Right, you, sir.
Okay, men. Everyone set?
All right.
I wish spread out and cover the railroad tracks. Come on, let's go.
All right.
The train led along the railroad for half a mile, Colonel, and then branched off into heavy brush and woodland, where the venture was lost. Then, just before midnight, a report came that footprints, evidently apparent, had been seen entering the forest 4 miles to the east. Chief Caldwell and Pierre Degan, whose dog Parent had killed, and who since had been deputized, were nearest the spot and picked up the trail. It was 18 below zero. Snow falling heavily.
He was well. Luke knows he is falling so fast, he's flat out Parent's footmark.
Yeah, well, we've got to hurry, Pierre.
Yeah.
Looks like he's heading for Big Turk Lake and the railroad beyond. I got the best trapper in the state, Pierre. If anybody can tell him, you can.
Yes, we got to be careful, Chief Roswell. Our army wait in ambush and kill before we see him.
That,
huh?
Something moving over there by those bushes.
That is just another of those square devils. They have a bunch together in Wolf Pack, Chief Roswell. We be in one tough, but...
Yeah. Well, let's go on.
What color?
Stop. There is something up ahead this time.
A shack just back of the street.
That's probably my plan. Headed this way. To get to that shack. Out of the wind. We sneak up to that side window. Careful now.
See anything?
No. Looks empty inside.
We try the door.
Balloon! Balloon! Put the door for us!
Oh,
my leg is broke! The door of the trap is going right into my leg!
Okay, Pierre. I'll see if I can try the trap open.
It's giving a little. Can you pull your leg out? Little big boy, please.
Legs ripped to pieces.
These barons at this trap.
Baron knew we were trailing him. He set the trap in front of the door.
Here, get your arm around my neck.
I'll have you inside the shack.
For so long, he will get away.
Well, I've got to fix you first, here.
You'll die if I leave you here.
If he snows, he will blot out our tracks, Chief Caswell. He will get away.
Well, I'm afraid of that, but right now, it's your life we got to worry about. Come on, put your arm on me.
That was a very unusual accident, Sheriff Kern. The police actually being stopped by a bear trap.
Yes, Colonel Schwarzkopf. And it enabled Perrin to escape. Alarms were flashed out. And late the next day, word came that a man answering Perrin's description had been seen near the railroad station at Champion. Sheriff Kim and Detective Ross left for Champion immediately.
Sheriff Kim, I guess there's no sense hanging around this railroad station any longer. That must have beat it when he saw the station agent and spotted him.
Yeah. What I'm afraid of, Detective Ross, is that Dad will hop a train and head for the Canadian border.
There are no more trains out of here tonight, Sheriff.
No, but there is a 10:30 train. Leave from over at Astoria tonight.
Sheriff Kim, we should never get over there in time. It's 10:05 now, and Astoria is 11 miles away.
We've got to make it in time.
But how?
There's only one possible way. Are you out there on the railroad siding?
The hand car, Sheriff Kim?
Yes. That's our only chance. We've got to pump that hand car and get to Astoria before the train does.
Holy smokes.
Come on, there's no time to lose. Every second counts.
That was a defective walk. This is the first time I've ever pumped a hand car, Sheriff Kim. My hand's broke. Keep pumping.
That might
office will be catching up on us any minute now. I've gone after criminals a good many ways, but never before on a hand car.
The timing of it takes us while we're on this track a little bit. Come, Mr. Sheriff.
Faster.
Good Lord, it's coming now. We haven't a chance.
We've got to get across this puzzle. Stop him.
We can't make it. We're almost there. I can see the engine lights right back of us.
Washington. charged with bank robbery. George Thompson, 32, 6 feet, 1 quarter inch, 155 pounds, hair dark, combed back, long nose, deformed, slopes to right side, long nose, deformed, slopes to right side, long neck with prominent Adam's apple, long neck with prominent Adam's apple, large hands, walk very erect, never wears hat, likes to play cards, never wears hat, likes to play cards, man, 32, tall, slim, nose sloping to right, long neck with prominent Adam's apple. Man fitting this description, wanted for questioning, bank robbery, Katona, New York.
Charged with violation National Motor Vehicle Theft Act, Edward Hendrickson, 42, 5 feet, 9 inches, 165 pounds, heavy black hair, dark eyes, scar over right eye, scar right cheek, scar left front chin, mole left cheek, nose turns up at end, nose turns up at end, gold cap upper front tooth, gold cap upper front tooth, tip left index finger amputated, tip left index finger amputated. Neat dresser. Likes to play golf. Bridge.
If you have any information concerning these clues, notify your local police, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or Gangbusters at once. And now here's what Philip H. Lord has planned for next week.
Gangbusters, friends, for Sloan's liniment next week, we're going to take you behind the scenes as a modern police department unravels a series of baffling incidents. Learn how the police found a paper matchbox, an umbrella, and an antifreeze tag. Hear how these small articles set the police on the trail of an infamous gang and the startling climax.
You won't want to miss one second of next week's gripping Sloan's liniment presentation of Gangbusters.
Gangbusters is a Philip H. Lord production which has originated in New York.